The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com.
Show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. Check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com for all about me, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you want to jump in with a question, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Recently, this is coming from several sources, Mr. Financial Peace, you know, the baby step guy, and the get out of debt guru, sell a trillion books via radio. That guy. You know that guy. Everybody knows that guy. We don't say his name on the show. We wouldn't want to get anyone offended because he has like a cult-like following. Not knocking his business savvy. He's one of the greatest personal marketers to ever exist. And is still continuing to thrive, even though his advice has gotten a little more controversial, let's say, over the years. And when I say controversial, here's what I mean. I don't know when the switch happened, but for years, he would basically say, you got to go out and hire one of my guys that I endorse, and they're a commission-based financial sales hack. And you got to get you four good types of mutual funds. I think he still says that. Aggressive growth, 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 and income at international. Split it equally. Don't own bonds. Take an 8% withdrawal from your retirement plan, which is completely freaking ludicrous. Yeah, take an 8% withdrawal if you want to run out of money early. Or you better hit one of the best periods of the stock market we've ever seen. Because if you go through a time where returns aren't at the peak or above average, withdrawing that much money. Just look it up. Do the 4% rule, quick Google search, internet search. You know, 4% is typically, and that's even was high, probably not high anymore with interest rates being higher now. That's probably evened out. 4% rule is probably thriving and surviving. But the world-renowned experts and doing the research on this have concluded, if you take 4% a year of your retirement plans, that's very unlikely. The probability of you running out of money in the next 20 or 30 years is, adjusted for inflation, of course, is very low. Running out of money, that's the probability. So taking double that is, you know, it's just founded in nonsense. And it's amazing with the changing of the times, with all the lawsuits that's happened, that there hasn't been more. But where I was going with that, you know, he used to say, call my sales hack, endorse local, whatever. He'll sell you a mutual fund on a 5% commission, and that's a good deal. Well, somebody got in his ear at some point and said, hey, that's no longer what we need to be recommending because it's going to get, advisors are changing. And they got away from the commission-based model because it's crap. And he switched and now only recommends, I think, fee-only people through a different service. So it's a change of tune. You're allowed to change your opinion. I don't know if you're allowed to change it after telling BS over the last 30 years. But that's not the controversy I'm talking about. It's the lawsuits. Religious discrimination lawsuit has been revived against Mr. Financial Peace. Employees said firing was discriminatory after routine efforts to avoid COVID-19. And I think we all know the story, maybe not. And I'm not going to read the whole articles. I just don't care because nothing's going to happen. He's a lot of influence, a lot of money. He's going to settle this if he, you know, or it's what's going to happen. But it's wrongful termination having to do with COVID testing, coming to work, and all this stuff. What happened to the pregnancy thing? Did that get paid off? Does anyone know? Shoot me an email. The lawsuit on that one was, a chick that works for the company got pregnant out of wedlock, I believe. And, you know, he's the epitome of, you know, got to follow faith, right? They fired her, said that was, you know, not Christian. Like, what's subjective or not, depending on your point of views of your faith, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I don't know how great business sense that makes to fire people because they make a personal life mistake like that. But there's a lot of, I think he fired his number two as well because he went through a divorce. And here, I guess, as long as you're not breaking any laws with employment, that's fine. But man, that's pretty strict. And he's catching some heat for that. And he's caught heat over the years over other things, and nothing's ever come to light. So it looks like one of the lawsuits is going to be revived and is not done yet. And obviously, it could be a money grab. It could be legitimate. Not really the point. I've thought long time, and I'm going to get emails. You know, you're going to email me and say, he's helped a lot of people. Great. I get it. You love and support him. Great. Don't listen to this show. Listen to his show. We don't believe in one-size-fits-all advice here. We don't believe in marketing to the masses. We don't believe in using every little nuance we have to market and sell books and programs and seminars. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's just, it's not real advice for people who have any type of money sense. And what I mean by that is, and I say it all, and it's not like I've been immune to financial mistakes or anyone else. Sometimes we got to learn the hard way. But what I mean when I'm talking about these things is at some point, and logically you know this, right? You can't consistently spend more than you bring in. And then if you do that, you're going to go in debt, and you go in debt, you're not going to be able to pay it back. And you know, you can't have an $80,000 car note when you're making $50,000. You can. I guess they'll give the loan to you, but see, we all know that that's stupid, right? We all know how dumb that is. And you know, just telling people the basics, and that's fine. If you just have no basic understanding of, hey, I need a little bit of cash, I need to live on less than I make, I need to pay off all consumer debt, I need to stay out of consumer debt. And however you've accomplished that goal is great, but it almost is stating the obvious. But where it gets unrealistic would be the word I would describe it today. And for the people who have, you know, that have learned this lesson, whether they learned it because they just have never made a mistake and always lived on a budget correctly, or they learned it the hard way, and they have now accumulated some assets, whether it be $100,000 or $100 million, that one-size-fits-all advice where you're just channeling people through your show to go buy a book or go buy a seminar and using your faith and your reverse Robin Hood approach to make yourself wealthier. Again, I'm a capitalist. Nothing wrong with that. That advice, that one-size-fits-all advice, is just crap. It's crap. Okay. Is it better than doing nothing? Yeah, probably. Can you probably hire, pay a financial planner for 5 hours of their time and get way better advice and save yourself a lot of effort of mistakes and cost and fees and taxes and estate planning mistakes, all the crap he knows nothing about? Could you do that? Yes. Are you motivated to do that? Or are you just looking for a guru, quote unquote? Maybe. But does it change the fact that, you know, a lot of successful business people don't believe in this one-size-fits-all crap? I don't know of any financial planner that does. It is not a matter of who makes more money and all that crap, because it's not like he made his money by being a financial planner. He's just a great marketer of his books and his seminars and everything else. And he used the church to do it, right? It's one reason that he was successful. The church has ever pulled out. Well, he has more money now. He's not going to fail. But as far as the long-term success in the future, the church has ever not got behind him. Then I think he would see a huge drop in revenue. But that's not the point. I've just said, you know, I believe in making, you can simplify it all you want to market it to the masses, but I have an ethical thing with that, because I don't believe it's the right thing to do. So, anyway, There's a lawsuit revived. You know, save your emails. I don't want to hear them. I know how fantastic you think he is. I just don't like the one-size-fits-all crap. And I don't like the changing of the tune that has happened in the last few years where, you spouted one thing that you knew was probably not correct about sending people to commission-based advisors, sales hacks, and now you change your tune. You should have been doing that all along because you knew that was the right way to do it. Just nobody that was fiduciary and fee-only was ever going to be an endorsed local freaking whatever. But anyway, that's an oversimplified, and I hate to say that's kind of hypocritical too. That's an oversimplified segment on a lot of different information. So what's the moral of the story here? It is that one-to-one personal relationship with any professional, I don't care who it is. It could be your attorney, your medical professional, your financial planner, your mortgage guy, your insurance guy, nothing's going to replace, I don't foresee it. If they are very knowledgeable and expert in their field, they're going to be able to tailor their guidance based on what's best for you, not what's best for 100 million people, because there's no way to do that. I hope that makes some sense. That's my pet peeve. And I don't like hidden agendas. I don't like, and that's a lot of radio shows do this. They get a radio show, and it's all to sell their products and services and books, and that's fine. And our goal on this show is education and then to have fun. That's really what it's about. All right, that is the first segment wrapped up today. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm back right after this.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today. Okay, folks, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. If you were my client or a loved one, I would never let you get your wills done online. This is truly a case of where you only get what you pay for, and those you leave behind will be the ones to pay the price. Go see estate planning attorney John Baker today by calling 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com. Again, that's 896-5621 or bakercounsel.com. Get the expert estate planning advice you need today.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Quick my streets, bend on the freeway, turn that chick to make a little leeway, beat that nick, but not the way that we play downtown.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Joining you now is Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tuther O'Hell and Welch, THWCPA.com. Over 60 years in businesses or business right here in Middle Tennessee and office in McMinnville as well. Let's talk about tax brackets. The new tax brackets have yet to be released. Kevin, let me ask you a political question. What do you think about all this political talk about taxes?
Political talk?
Well, just all this, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No tax on overtime, no tax on whatever. Both sides just spewing this crap that they're probably never going to get passed.
It's all about trying to buy the vote. That's what it is. On both sides, completely buying a vote. And some of the stuff that's being spewed is just, it's outrageous.
Does anything stick out to you? Like, man, you heard that, you're like, that's just nuts.
Yes.
Do we need more tax laws or we need less?
We need less. Definitely need less. But most of the times tax laws come into place, they're temporary. Like a lot of the Trump tax cuts that happened in 2017, a lot of those are going away next year at the end of 2025. Or they're phasing out over the next few years.
Unless they act, right?
Yeah, but I think they're going to have to act because it will be an economy.
It's funny how they don't mention that.
Oh, yeah, it'll kill the economy because a lot of people will end up paying a lot more in taxes. And I don't care what level you are in your tax bracket, you will pay more when these tax
That's the crazy thing, right? People that are in the industry are well aware that before, in 2016, there was a 15% bracket and a 25% bracket. Now there's a 10 and a 12 are the bottom two.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, hey, 10% and 12% is a hell of a lot better than a 15 and a 25.
That's right.
So the tax cuts that Trump gave helped everyone. And you can't, I don't know, proportionately, you could say, because that's relative. It's dollar-wise, right? Of course,
right.
If you make $1 million and you save 10%, that's a lot more dollar-wise than someone making $30,000 saying
that's
saying
right.
10%. But it's still 10%.
It's still 10%. So it's all relative to the amount of money that's being made.
But just thinking about the tab and looking at the 2024 tax brackets and trying to imagine how we even arrived. And I know they used to be worse. But the top tax bracket is 37%.
Yeah, before it was 39.6.
I'm just thinking 40% of your income, at least over that amount, the $730,000.
Is it 730 now?
Yeah.
For married filing joint.
And I know that's a lot of money, but just if you make $830,000, that $100,000 over the 730s, you're going to lose 40% of that to the government.
That's right.
That's
so
insane.
So someone, let's just take someone that makes $2 million. Right, so you said 730, so that's 1.27 million. Well, yeah, 1,270,000. Let's just say 1.2, and say 40% of that, because they're going to get taxed with the extra Medicare tax
right.
on top of
that. Obamacare stuff is still
yeah.
There.
So just say it's 40% of 1.2. I mean, that's what four times what.
That's 500,000.
Yes, 500,000.
How could someone say, you know what, let's pass a law where we can take 40% of your income and no one's going to care because they make too much money? Like, it just seems, I don't care how much you make, that just seems unreasonable percentage for the government to take. And the bracket below that is 35, then 32.
Yeah, 32. And then it drops to 24.
And we could have a debate and never come to an agreement on what is truly fair. But I think anyone, you know, just if you're looking at it just objectively, it doesn't matter what you make. 40% to anything is crap.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy.
And it used to be, what, 90%?
Yeah.
The top bracket? I don't know how that worked.
I think, yeah, that was so far before either one of
them.
Was
it the 70s or something?
Yeah, but there was a lot of deductions for, you know, personal exemptions and stuff back then. I didn't do a tax return in 1970-something, so I don't know.
Right. What is your thoughts on someone that's making, you know, over the 37% limit, though, or the 730, is obviously there's creative things you can do tax planning wise, but is there anything that you would say, well, they're not really paying 37% because they can find deductions and they do different things? But how much could you really find? Could you shave off 5% maybe?
Well, it, I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to shave. It's case by case, right?
Yeah, it's case by case. And each situation is different, especially when you're dealing with those higher income, higher net worth people. Their situations are completely different from one another. And most of the time, I don't see many W-2s that are $1 million plus. I have seen them. I do have some clients that are up there. But most of those people are making, they own their own business. They have their own investments. So owning the business allows you, depending on the industry you're in.
Right, the business, but yeah, there's a lot of executives that, you know, can make more than that.
Yeah, but
if you're a W-2 employee, I guess you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, right? you don't have anything. You know, there are a couple of things that I don't really want to get into on the air, but if you're a W-2, yeah, like you said, you're screwed. That you're paying the tax. You're basically paying the tax.
Have you seen the stats on the percentage of Americans that don't pay tax? Have you seen that updated
like
number?
Like 50% or something?
That's what it was a few years ago. I haven't looked at it in a while. CNBC did an article. This is going back 2 years ago, saying 40%, more than 40% of U.S. households will owe no federal income tax. So maybe it's, I thought it would be higher now.
It's, what'd you say?
It's 40. It didn't give me an exact, it said more than 40.
Wow. Well, how many people?
Well, this is...
What's the percentage of people...
I'm not going to go dig deep in this study because I've seen several different things. CNBC, and this is 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, 57% of U.S. households paid no federal income tax.
Wow. So what is the percentage of the workforce that works for either state, local, or federal government?
No idea. The National Taxpayers Union, I don't know if that's conservative or liberal. 37% of all files had no... It's all dated. But whether it's 45, 55, 50%, that it's somewhere in that range of Americans that pay no federal income tax. And that, to me, is also insanity. I'm not saying we're going to tax those that make low income more, but if you got the people at the top paying 40, people at the bottom paying zero, yeah, it's just, what? How does that go down?
Yeah. Pay your fair share.
A fair share for those that make less than whatever, I guess, is zero, and the fair share for those who make more is
40%, apparently.
And they want it higher.
Yeah. I don't know how you can make it any higher based on the
cost. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be the people who are successful be more of their burden. I know that's kind of how it has to be, given how far away we are from ever getting a flat tax. It's just, they don't pay even 1%. You don't even have to pay 1% to be an American citizen.
You pay
zero.
And if you earn some money, but not much, you get the earned income credit. So you're actually getting money back.
And the child tax. Now, the reason that's really how they're getting it done, right? The tax credits, the child tax credits, things like that.
And honestly, I can understand that because someone can't live and raise a family, you know, two or three kids, and they're making $30,000 a year.
But why not put the focus on growing wages other than just taking money from one person to give it to the other one?
Well, they do things to try to help grow wages. Like right now, the Fair Labor Standards Act, is that what it is? Where the salary, and I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way, but the salary... The new law for salary starting January 1st is around $58,000.
So if you have to pay someone $58,000?
Well, if you're on salary less than that, and there's some exemptions.
I haven't heard of this. Sounds like a Biden thing.
Well, it is. so it's like 58 and some 58.6 or something like that. But if you're under that and you're on a salary, say, for like $45,000, any hour over 40 hours, you're going to be getting paid.
Yeah, I think that's always never made sense to me, right? If you get a salary and you're working more than 40 hours, you know, I don't know, we work 42, you should get more. But if you're working like 50, 60, 70 hours or more a week, you need to be getting compensated for that extra
time. Even though you're on salary, right. They have to break down your hourly rate based on your salary and pay you time and a half.
Or just pay the fools hourly and call it a day.
Yeah, or just raise them up to whatever that rate is, that $58,000, and just say you're on salary.
It's astounding where we've came in this country tax-wise, and it's astounding we're never going to fix it. They're just going to keep using it as a political game. They don't care what's actually fair. They don't care what's actually better. It's too far down this rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to manipulate the numbers, trying to redistribute wealth one way or the other, and I guess it'll finally just break itself. I don't know.
Yeah, at some point. I mean, there's a whole industry around it, and I'm involved in it, and you are too.
Right.
There's a whole industry around it. And if you think, and we're just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's software companies that make millions upon millions of dollars based on taxes. So, I mean, you're not just going to get rid of it overnight.
Right. All right. Tax Brackets with Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Taylor O'Hellowell. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
You have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Buying a house is stressful.
and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio, the one show giving you the truth about personal finance. No books to sell. We'll leave that to the other show. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. For All About Me, Kevin Sizemore, CPA, is here. Tothero Helen Welch, THWCPA.com for all of your tax questions. Let's talk about gift taxes. Very confusing area for people. They think if they inherit money, they're going to pay tax. They think if someone gives them money, they're going to pay tax. And unless, and in most cases, unless you have a net worth over $13 million, you're not paying tax, right? Just give the money away all you want.
Yeah, what's the lifetime exemption?
I saw it earlier. It's 13...
13.8 13,
something. I saw the 13. I'm like, who cares? Then if you have a net, I don't know anyone with a net worth personally that has a net worth over $13 million.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Think so?
I don't know. So yes, okay. So, in reason why that's important, and because again, like we talked about a minute ago, a lot of this stuff is going away. Well, they're at the end of 25, 26, the lifetime exemption is going back to somewhere between $3 and $5 million. And so a lot of people think, well, that's a lot of money. There are a lot of people that would be considered middle class income earners.
Yeah, you could have a $2 million life insurance and a business worth $2 million, there's $4 million right there.
Right there, right off the bat. And that doesn't include any, you know,
for a house, no car, no 401k.
Yeah. So you can get there real quick there. So it's really, that'll have.
And that's a state tax. That's a gift. There's $13.61 million per person.
Yeah. So a lot of times, what like if you have someone, a spouse pass away, they'll do a, they'll transfer that, whatever they use out of that estate, over to the husband or wife, the surviving spouse. And so that'll get them whatever's left. So they'll have their 13 plus another, say, $10 million. So they got $23 million going forward.
The gift tax exemption, you can give up to $18,000 per person without paying, or even considering having to file a gift tax return. Not going to owe gift tax either way. But the biggest, I think, takeaway we can give to the listeners today, and I kind of was aware of this when I wasn't. If you pay medical bills or college tuition, I guess any tuition, educational tuition, directly to the institution instead of giving it to who you want to give it to, don't give it to your son to go pay a medical bill. Just pay the medical bill for them. That's not a gift. That's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just what bank account it came from. Doesn't make any sense.
So if you're wanting to pay, you know, I want to give little Johnny $10,000 for college every quarter, whatever, and that's going to cross the $18,000 per year, then just pay the school directly.
Just pay the school directly and send Johnny a note. But like the gift tax, so like if grandma wants to give, you know, say $100,000, let's say $54,000. No, that's not a good number. Yeah, say $50,000 to her son. Well, her son's married and has, and he's got two kids. Well, you can give.
You just break up the gift between all of them.
You can break up the gift between all of them. She has $18,000 per person to give away. So that's,
yeah, how does that go? Because would you have to really give 5 or 6 separate checks, I guess?
Yeah, I would do separate checks just so there's a paper.
Well, I would just give one lump sum and file a gift tax return.
Yeah.
How hard is that thing? But one form, right? One
paper. Yeah, but if you do a gift tax return, you got two choices, really two choices. You either pay the gift tax, which is on the person giving the money, or you take it, it eats into your lifetime exemption.
Well, not many people are going to be worried about that $26 million married financial exemption. I can't believe it got that high. Came into the business 20-some years ago. It was about right $750,000 per person. Now it's $13 million before you pay any inheritance tax. and you can give away up to that amount of money as well without paying gift tax. This is Financial Coaching Radio. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. Keep it locked in right here on WGNS.
How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134. Or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tetherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tetherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. We view every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock, right here on WGNS. Unless local sports is in the house, this is your place for local talk and local sports. Keep it always locked in on WGNS. Just a little bit of an opinion segment here. Not that every other segment is, in my opinion. I appreciate you listening. The world we're living in now, to me, and I don't want to sound like someone who's showing my age, it just seems like it's changed. Everything is more about, you know, what can you do for me, whether someone going out and striving and working, and that could be political, it could be social media. It just seems like our culture has really changed, and nothing, it's almost like we've dumbed everything down because no one has put in the time or effort to bring themselves up to the standard to better themselves on their own. They all want it handed to them. That's just my opinion. And we have this weird time of inflation, or had inflationary times. Prices are still high. They're not going to come down. They are what they are. Wages haven't grown as fast, I don't think. Interest rates are remained high. If you want to call 6% mortgage high, they're just not 2% anymore. The political climate is crap. We can't get politicians that are, you know, under the age of 70 or whatever, or someone with some common sense that can speak in public. It just seems like, I'm not predicting doom or gloom or saying we're in that. It's just different. And I think we all have to, you know, tailor where we're at in our career, our business, our profession, our social life, kind of weave into that depending on what generation that we're in. And that's unfortunate because I think, there's a lot, and that's why everything is being remade, right? Everything from the 80s and the 90s and pop culture is being redone because they can't come up with anybody or better ideas than what was already done. And that's obviously talking about music and movies, but it seems to be the case in all aspects, or many aspects of our life, if that makes any sense. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back again next show. Again, online anytime, financialcoachingradio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. You can reach out to me anytime, anywhere on the interwebs, jasonquallscfp.com. So you keep it locked in on WGNS. I'll see you next time.